Jane isn't in yet.
Oh, I guess she's gonna be late again. Probably couldn't get in the bathroom. You know, I feel kind of sorry for her since Suzanne moved in. Did you know that Suzanne spends an hour every morning putting on her makeup and then goes back to bed and sleeps till noon?
You don't have to tell me about Suzanne. I'm a sister, remember? I lived with her for many years, and she was in the bathroom for most of them.
Charlene told me yesterday that Suzanne takes up the whole bed at night. Charlene kind of clings to the side of the mattress, not to mention that she has yet to wash a dish after her nightly pie and cake festivals.
That's why she didn't want to stay with me. She knew I wouldn't let her get away with it. Suzanne doesn't mean to be selfish. She just doesn't think. Well, I've seen her stretch out on airplanes. Actually lie across people. Or put her purse on top of them.
Well, I do feel kind of sorry for her, too, though. I mean, losing your life savings is pretty tough.
Having to lease out her house is the tough part. I think she could do with everything if it just wasn't for that. I mean, that's something you cannot hide. Everybody knows about it. I can tell it's just killing her pride.
I know. And Phyllis Stonecipher stopped by. That's all we needed. You were at the bank yesterday when she was in here just gloating over Suzanne's financial troubles. She was grinning so big, I thought she was going to tip over.
It has been my experience that there are three things people love to hear about you. Number one, that you have become sick. Number two, divorced. Number three, poor, or any combination thereof. And God forbid that you should tell them someone who has got cancer is getting well, or that someone who is bankrupt is going to recover. It just ruins their whole week. Charlene, I cannot believe that you're not making Suzanne wash her own dishes. When it comes to chores, Suzanne is just a child. You have to force her.
Oh, come on. Have you ever seen her try to load a dishwasher? She puts all the glasses and all the silverware in a big pan and sets it inside. I don't mean to talk bad about her because I love her, but she's a mess. She's so disorganized. I mean, every night she spends about 3 hours on the phone while she gives herself these beauty treatments. And they're not just ordinary beauty treatments. They have to be refrigerated because they're made from the placentas of sheep or something. I mean, I should know because I accidentally had some for breakfast. Anyway, it's movies for the rest of the night while she stuffs her face with discount caviar, baby food, frozen pies and cakes, which she keeps scattered all over the apartment. I was going to have a talk with her, but I didn't want to do it before her job interview today.
Job interview?
Yeah, it's a surprise. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but it's one of those part-time deals where you give demonstrations in people's homes.
Suzanne is going to do this?
Well, she wants to. She likes the idea of working out of homes, you know, with a product that appeals to lower to middle classes, you know, so that way her friends won't find out she's had to take a job.
Sorry I'm late. I had to give Consuela a ride to the meatpacking plant on my way in.
Did she sit next to you in the truck again?
And she always sits next to me. She's in my apartment night and day. See, this is the thanks I get for trying to be a nice guy because Suzanne's maid was out on the street and needed a place to stay. It never occurred to me just because there was a vacancy in my apartment building I'd be taking this woman to raise. I mean, last night, I'm watching TV. I look up, and she has got her face pressed to my picture window staring at me.
You kidding?
No, I'm not. It was weird. See, she was giving herself a permanent, still had those little rollers in. And her face wasn't just pressed to the glass. It was mashed. You know, her nose, her flat lips were spread all over the window pane. It was ugly. I about jumped out of my skin.
I hate to say I told you so, but as I remember, I was the lone voice who said, this will not be a good thing for Consuela to move into Anthony's building. We're talking about a woman who picks stinkweed by the highway, who keeps voodoo dolls under her pillow and slaughters live animals in the kitchen.
Well, you were right. I'll tell you something else, too. She's got that little crack right here between her teeth. It makes kind of a hissing noise. Sometimes you have your back to her, and she'll hiss at you. You turn around real fast, and she'll act like she didn't do it. I'm telling you, it is a real bad noise. One thing that you never want to do is get her tickled. Even something that's just a little bit funny, something that a normal person would smile ever so slightly about. She throws herself on the floor, starts rolling around and laughing like Frankenstein. You know, like that.
That is bad, Anthony. Anthony. That'd take the hair off a sweater.
Anthony, how come you haven't told us about this before?
Oh, hey, man, I don't even like to talk about it. She even wrote, "I love you" in shaving cream on my garage door. You know, it's always something that's just completely inappropriate. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't think she was too happy living with Suzanne either. He said on her application on the last address, she wrote, "The bowels of hell."
Can somebody get the door for me, please?
Suzanne, does this mean you got the job?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, well, that's great. Suzanne, congratulations.
Charlene, it's not like this is something I want to be doing, okay? I mean, it's not exactly a dream come true. It's just something I have to do to help pay off the IRS. The sooner I pay them off, the sooner I can get my house back, and the sooner we'll all be happy, right?
Right, but I don't want you to have to do anything you hate.
Charlene, it'll only be for a short while. You know, like having sex with someone you don't like, but for some strange reason married.
Suzanne, what is all this stuff?
It's lingerie, Julia. I'm now an official distributor for Naughty Lady Lingerie, which means I'll be coming to your home to display our new spring line for you and 10 to 15 of your closest women friends.
You won't be coming to my home.
These are just samples.
What kind of lingerie is this?
Tacky lingerie, okay? It's tacky and tasteless, but I can do it 3 nights a week and make $500 commission.
Oh, my gosh! This is that bra you see in movie magazines all the time. I used to think to myself, now, who would want a bra with two cutouts up front? I mean, it's just so dumb. I'd be afraid that the man would say, "Hey, honey, did you know that your brassiere has two big holes in it?"
And what, may I ask, is this?
Oh, that's just edible underwear.
What did you call it?
Edible underwear.
What'd she say?
Edible underwear. You have got to be kidding.
I told you it was tacky. I mean, I certainly wouldn't wear it myself.
You know, now that is dumb. You know, it's not even practical. I mean, who would go out and spend good money on brand new underwear and then just end up having a loved one eat it? I don't get that.
Who thinks up this stuff? I mean, can you imagine the factory where they make this? That there is actually a person out there who works as a underwear taster on an assembly line? I mean, what would you tell your children?
Look, those are just the novelty items. I mean, most of this stuff is just silk, satin, and lace. Anyway, doesn't taste all that bad.
You actually ate some.
Well, I had to. For the introductory training session, you know, so I could speak more knowledgeably about my product.
What's it taste like?
Charlene.
Curious. Cotton candy.
So it's come to this, has it? First, you were going to marry a 150-year-old man for his money. And then you spent a couple of weeks sitting around here scratching off Missouri lottery tickets that Charlene got for you. And now we're down to eating underwear at parties. Is that it?
Yep. Well, I guess that's pretty much it.
What are you doing? Nothing. You just have a little piece of underwear in your mouth there.
How people feel perfectly free to say anything they like to me. I mean, like today after work, I went by the country club to clean out my locker. Orr, Fern, Fouch, and Tiffany Baldwin come prancing by in their little tennis dresses. And they just walked right up, had the nerve to tell me I look like I put on weight. Well, I know I put on some weight. I always do when I'm unhappy. I don't need Orr, Fern, Fouch, and Tiffany Baldwin to tell me about it. I mean, it's just incredible how they have the nerve. They just come right up to you and say, "Hey, Suzanne, how's that diet coming along, huh? You been laying out those cakes and pies?" What I want to know is, how would they like it if I did that to them? How about if I just yelled across a golf course to Orr Fern's husband, Frank, "Hey, Frank, how's that impotence problem? You still thinking about getting that implant, Suzanne?" Well, I'm sorry. I'm just sick and tired of it. Oh, people getting in my business all the time. You got anything else to eat?
No, just some sheep placenta and a couple of boxes of underwear.
You hate me, Charlene, don't you? I mean, I don't blame you. I'm just selfish and poor and incompetent.
No, you're not. Anyway, you're not incompetent.
I know you're sick of having me here, but, well, I just don't know where else to go or what to do. I mean, I'm just about run out of steam.
All right, I think it's time I told you this story I've been saving up. It's about this man I met when I was a secretary in Little Rock, Arkansas. His name was Fred Smith. And he had this dream about a new way of moving freight around the country. And he believed in that dream so much that he sunk everything he had into it. But it still wasn't enough. And on the eve of his company's collapse, with a payroll due the next morning, Fred boarded an old cargo plane with $200 in his pocket, all he had in the world, and he flew to Las Vegas. And that night, he turned that $200 into $35,000, enough to keep his company afloat. And that was the beginning of Federal Express. Sam?
What?
You listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening. And you just gave me the greatest idea I think I've ever had. Oh, Charlene, I could just kiss you. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
What?
Atlantic City! I mean, I've been there about a million times for pageants and stuff, and all those casinos. I mean, how could I have been so stupid?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about I still have $4,500. I mean, we could go to Atlantic City and be back before the store opens tomorrow morning. I'll buy the tickets and everything. Nobody'd have to know a thing about it.
Are you crazy? Do you know what the chances are or something like that?
Yeah, I know, but you told me that Fred What's-His-Name did it.
But that was one chance in a million. Besides, we don't know anything about gambling.
I know that, but we know someone who does.
I can't believe I'm here. It's like a bad dream. One minute I'm lying in my own bedroom, minding my own business. The next I'm in Atlantic City shooting CRAPS.
Charlie, this is not craps. This is roulette. And as for bad dreams, I'm the one who was snatched from my bed in the middle of the night.
Come on, 777. Let's be a lady tonight.
Red, 7A7.
Look at that, she won!
It's just a fluke. Believe me, we are in way over our heads. We are three dead sheep about to be fleeced. I think I can hear the electric rays is gearing up.
I'm using 7 because that's my dog's birthday. 7-7. I have a little shih tzu. Okay. I'm gonna let that ride. Consuela, Consuela, Fofela, Banana, Fana, Fofela, Me, My, Momela, Consuela!
7 red again. A7.
I don't believe it! She won again!
Hey, what's that you're singing?
Oh, it's an old Haitian good luck chant. My maid taught it to me.
Oh, yeah? Well, it sounds like that song The Name Game to me.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I just know she taught it to me.
It's The Name Game.
You know, you don't have to call out the number if you don't want to.
Oh, that's okay. I like to. And I'd also like a martini, please, for me and my friends here.
And the croupier, not the waiter. The waiter is over there.
Oh, thank you.
Now, are you letting that stand?
Yes, I am.
Is that all right?
Who's he?
The pit boss.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm going to let that stand, and I'm going to add a whole bunch more.
Would you care to play, sir?
Oh, no. He's my gambling advisor. And this is one of my oldest and dearest friends in the whole wide world. This is Charlene Frazier.
Hello.
Hi.
Charlene's from Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Are you finished?
Yes. Oh, no. Wait a second. Consuela, Consuela, Bobela, Banana, Fana, Fofela, Me, My, Momela, Consuela. Okay.
Then we have a 7 again.
Woo!
For the lady and her little shih tzu.
Oh, Mr. Pitbull! Look at there, I won again!
Hello?
Hello, Julia. It's Charlene. I'm just calling you to tell you that I'm with Anthony and Suzanne, and we're running a little late.
Where are you?
Atlantic City.
I see.
Well, I know it sounds kind of stupid.
Yes, it does.
Are you suggesting it won't sound stupid later on?
Anthony, you want to talk to Julia?
No, thank you. Just tell her I was taken against my will.
Where are they? Atlantic City.
Oh, of course. It's so obvious. Why didn't I think of that?
Julia, you see, we couldn't let Suzanne come up here all by herself.
I mean, at one point, she was up 19,000.
How much does she have left now?
$1,100.
But, it's not a total loss. You know, that'll pay for our plane tickets. Oh, guess what? This guy I met who works in the kitchen, he's going to give me a plate that Elvis Presley actually ate off of. Hasn't even been washed yet.
Well, nice chatting with you, Charlene. You know, we worker bees always enjoy hearing from you drones.
Bye.
Well, what did she say?
She said it was nice chatting with me.
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that. Come on, Suzanne, if we're going to make that plane, we're going to have to go now.
I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
Well, why should I? Just be admitting another failure. I'd rather stand and die right here.
Oh, no, Suzanne, it's not a failure. It'd have been a fluke if you had one.
That's right, and it just proves the old adage, you can't get something for nothing.
Well, then nothing is what I intend to go home with. I'm not leaving this casino until I spent my last nickel. I am ready now to put everything I have left in the world on number five.
Everything on number five? Is that all right with you, Mr. Pitbull?
Suzanne, this is crazy.
Those are our plane tickets home.
Come on, five.
You don't want to do your little song first?
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Okay. Consuela, consuela, fofela, fanela, fana, fofela, me, my, momela, consuela!
And we have a five red. Pay the winner.
Oh! Oh! All right! Now we're back in business.
You know what gets me is how some of us will always be the parents of the world and others will always be the children. Now, you and I are the parents. I mean, we just go along with the great dustpan of life, just cleaning up after everybody else. Now, Suzanne is a child. Charlene and Anthony are somewhere in between. But when they're with Suzanne, they're children, too.
So what's your point?
I don't know. I guess I'm just tired of being so mature all the time. You know, the one who never does anything silly or impulsive. I mean, notice they didn't call us in the middle of the night to go to Atlantic City.
That's because they knew we wouldn't go.
That's my point. I mean, we're so sensible, so good. Sometimes I'd just like to do something real bad.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe we could tear up a bunch of paper and throw it on the floor.
We'd just clean it up.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know what you mean, though. Maybe we should change our image. In fact, when they do get back, I'm not going to say one word to Suzanne about losing all that money. I'm tired of being the long-suffering, responsible big sister.
Good for you. You know what I think we ought to do? I think we ought to just take off the rest of the day. Do something just for ourselves.
Well, okay, let's just do it. You know what I'd love to do?
What?
Go fishing.
You're kidding. Do you like to fish?
I'm just crazy about it. And our granddaddy's got a farm about 30 miles out of town. He's got a big John boat and a pond full of catfish.
Oh, I used to go fishing with my dad all the time. You know, I've never liked a woman who refused to bait her own hook.
Wouldn't it be great if we just got in the car and just drove out there right now?
Oh, gee, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, we could make some sandwiches and we could take some blankets. What's the matter?
I can't go. I gotta go out to GNC Boz and measure for carpets.
Well, that's all right. I'll be working on these invoices anyway. Was a nice thought, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all still speaking to us?
Well, of course we're still speaking. I mean, what do you think? We'd be mad just because you took the day off and flew to New Jersey without telling us? I mean, it was for a good cause, gambling.
Julia, I'm real sorry. I'll make up the time this weekend.
Nonsense. We didn't even notice you were gone. As for you, Suzanne, not going to say I told you so. I'm sure you've been punished enough. Do hope you'll remember in the future that hard work reaps its own rewards.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
$1,100 to $39,000 in 2.5 hours. It was incredible.
$39,000?
Oh, I wish y'all could have been there. Everybody in the casino started applauding.
Yeah, but that was just because we left.
I'm rich. Now I can make my first big payment to the IRS and get my home back again. And I'll even have enough left over to pay my country club dues and, get a whole bunch of facials.
And don't forget about your maid. You'll be wanting to take her with you. She's been pining for you.
Oh, I couldn't forget Consuela. I mean, she's the one who brought me all the good luck, you know. Oh, I just feel so good. I want to take you all out and celebrate, but first, I want to get down to the bank and make this deposit. So come on, Julia. Why don't you close up the store?
Oh, I'm sorry, Suzanne. We can't.
Oh, come on. This is a special celebration. We'll make up for it tomorrow.
No, really, we can't. I got to measure carpets, and Julia's got invoices.
But you kids go on. The day's almost shot anyway.
You sure you don't mind?
Mind? We insist. Come on. And Suzanne, I want you to know that I'm very, very happy for you. Not proud, but happy.
Thank you. Oh, and here's some money for you.
What's that for?
For being my big sister, because I love you. Oh, and also, I'd like to share with you all two very important lessons that I learned from all this.
Well, good. What are they?
Well, number one, you can get something for nothing, and number two, gambling does pay.
I think it's wonderful that none of this has affected your sense of values.
No, it hasn't. Okay, let's do Consuela.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'll just be turning out the lights.
I'll write the sign.